Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
I hope that everybody listening can just appreciate people having a real and raw conversation about what they're dealing with right now. One of my girlfriends messaged me today saying, I feel like I'm gaining the COVID-19. I had noticed myself these last few days where I just like want to eat more. And it's just like there's, you know, this discomfort we feel from being alone and in our own space, you know, and of course, using cannabis as much as I do, you know, the munchies are real, people. So it's just like one of those things where I'm like, I'm struggling right now and I am doing all the right things and I am taking care of myself. And, you know, there's nothing that I could shift about my routine to do it better. And I'm still struggling, you know? So it's just like, that's just the human experience.
Well, and I think this is such a time to be compassionate. Like, I have dedicated the last several years to really being on my self-care game. I have a hardcore morning routine that takes a few hours, so I get up at 4:15 in the morning to get it done.
You're the only person I know that gets up earlier than I do.
It takes a long time for me to really get right. It takes journaling, it takes meditating, it takes lying on a PEMF therapy mat and doing some deep breathing, it takes walking my dog, it takes taking a shower with all the good scrubby things that make me feel good. You know, it takes a sublingual, it takes feeling like I have taken care of myself so I can then go forward and give my best energy to other people. And I'm thrown off my game right now. We're all thrown off our games right now. And it's interesting to me when other people remind me to be compassionate with myself. It's like, oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Like, that applies to me too. These are weird circumstances. I'm so sick of the phrase uncertain times.
Every time is uncertain.
Oh, right? It's so bullshit.
Life is like, uncertain.
When were you last certain about anything? I have never been certain about anything. I have a knowing, but that's different than a certainty. Knowing's in my heart. Certainty would be in my head. My head's not sure of anything.
Yeah. Yeah, embracing uncertainty is definitely one of the first things that you can do to unchaining yourself from whatever construct you're in.
From whatever rock you're clinging desperately to and just letting it wash.
I want to get casually baked now. I was kind of high when you got here and then I was doing this mundane project and I started getting that anxiety. You know, when you do a repetitious thing, I have to change 65 files and it's just like opening two things, copy this, paste that, save this, tag that. And so
you start to recognize that you're a hamster in the wheel.
And then it feels like an elephant sits down on my chest and I'm just like, oh my God, if I have to click this mouse one more time, I'm going to scream. And so I smoked then. So I was high enough that I didn't smoke when we started. So I need to medicate. What's your situation? Would you like to medicate with me?
No, I'm good. Okay. Thank All you, right. though.
See how I ask? I wouldn't just be supposed to let you do this anyway.
Right.
Like in hashtag COVID awareness.
I'm feeling like such a COVID rebel right now. The truth is that I so much respect slowing down the spread of this disease. I also respect that I already had it. And I self-quarantined hardcore for 3 weeks.
I think a lot of people have had it. I mean, I've had several friends that were like, oh, you know what? Now that I think about this, I think in January, there were like 4 days when I felt really terrible.
When I felt borderline miserable, had a fever of 101 and felt like someone was definitely sitting in my lungs and kicking around a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I'm a healthy person and don't have any underlying conditions, it wasn't awful. It was severe and I took it seriously and I continue to do all of the hygiene practices, but my soul needed to be near you today. And it is, at the end of the day, all about choices.
Well, and, you know, and it's not like I was asking you to meet me in a crowded Safeway.
You didn't want me to lick your phone?
No, there were none of those things. I feel zero fear, zero anxiety about it.
I haven't even done this. I haven't sat this close to another human.
Do you know that when I saw you and hugged you earlier, that's the first hug I've had in like 50 days.
Wow. Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Hugs are like oxygen to me.
Yeah. I've gotten to see my mom once a week, so I've gotten my once a week hug.
Nice. Well, hug her for me next time you see her.
I will.
Do you hear that noise?
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe my window was loose, like the window pane. Maybe, you know, when these earthquakes, something shifted. I'm calling the landlord. I'm like, my window is making this crazy noise. It's sporadic. Can you come look at it? And, you know, I'm thinking maybe there's something falling from a tree. I go outside. There's nothing. There's no tree for anything to fall from. This goes on for months. He comes in. He's checked things. He's like, I just don't even know what to tell you. I was, happened to be in my bathroom, happened to look out the window just in time to see this tiny little bird running into my window. So the black acoustic foam makes a perfect mirror back. So he perches up and he sees himself and he just attacks himself.
He's like, who is that good looking guy? I need to take him out.
And I mean, this thing is so tiny, it would fit in the palm of my hand. So I remember, okay, out in the wine country, people put those streamers up around the grapes so that the birds won't get to them. So I get out a ladder. I climb up and I get some like silver Christmas tinsel and I tape it to the place where that bird likes to perch. And then I tape some to this window. I don't hear anything for like a day. And I'm like, yes, I win. Awesome. And then all of a sudden, I started hearing it from a different window. So now the little shit does all four windows.
Yeah, he should meet my squirrel.
I need help. I don't know. Do I need to get a bunch of fake owls and put them everywhere? Like, what's going to keep birds away from here?
I haven't figured it out. I have a sadistic squirrel, and every time I put out a new little baby, he likes to break his neck and throw him out of the pot. So, no, it's a sadistic squirrel. He after he torments my plants, he then goes and hits all the neighbors. And then
he
gets up on the roof.
Him?
He doesn't eat them. No, it'd be fine if he wanted to eat them. He doesn't want to eat them. He just wants to break their little necks off and throw them out. It even bury your nuts in my pots. I don't care.
That sounded a little dirty. That was great. Bury your nuts in my pots. Yeah, any day.
But, like, don't be just destructive. He's just mean. He's a mean squirrel.
I would have to look that up. How do you tame a squirrel? If somebody knows how to help me, though, to keep these birds from smacking into my window, because trust me, I have to edit that shit out of these audio files, and it's not always easy. I'm getting beat by a little bird.
Well, it's like when I got here and I was so surprised at how little you are. he's got a lot to say.
Yeah.
Just like JoJo.
I'll offer him his own segment. All right. Well, I love you.
I love you, baby.
I'm glad that you're doing better now. See, we just needed to have a sesh.
We need to have a little sesh. I need a little medication.
Yes. So let this be a friendly reminder, everyone, to ask yourself the question, are you really using cannabis as a medicine? Or are you using it like a treat?
And if you are using it as a medicine, is there a reason you're withholding it from yourself? Are you feeling like you need to suffer?
Well, but that's my whole point, because if you are using it as a medicine, then you won't let yourself suffer.
But I needed that reminder. I am like my grandmother who won't take a Tylenol.
Yeah.
I need the reminder sometimes that I'm allowed to get out of pain.
Certainly. Yes. Pain-free equals smiley face.
Equals smiley face. Not a thumbs up, though.
Eggplant.
Avocado.
Ariana, I love your guts. I'm so glad that we made the decision to hang out today. I always ask all of my guests if they have a shameless plug or something they think we need to know about. So do you have one?
I sure do. I am so soothed right now by Deepak's voice in my ears. And Deepak's MetaHuman is available now on Audible or wherever you like to listen to things. Or if you like to read actual paper, I sure like his voice in my ears, though. And I think right now is the time for Deepak.
All right. And his new book is called MetaHuman?
MetaHuman.
Okay. I'll check it out.
He's gone digital. I'm very excited for digital Deepak.
And I love the meditation series that he does with Oprah.
Oh, me too.
And that one is free right now, too, where it's lessons on hope or something, I believe.
Yeah, there's so much good free content right now for people who are looking to do the work.
Yeah, I like it. I'll be sure to include a link to the Deepak and Oprah meditation and to his book, MetaHuman, on Audible. Ariana, I love our interaction, and you feed me just as much as you say I feed you. So thank you for being who you are.
It is a pleasure to be on the path with you.
Yes, is a high time. We had a high time together.
Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.